Welcome to the Cesspool. I am Jay Foss. I'm here with the biggest cesspool ever with Pocket Rocket, Brandon Mullinex. We've got Matt Tommy Gunn Thomason. We got the Stanley Steamer, Aaron Hopkins. And we've got my biological father, Papa John. We are on kind of the cusp, about 2 weeks out, of UFC 205, biggest card in history. So we decided, let's do a pick 'em. Let's raise the stakes. The bottom, the loser of this pick 'em has to pick another guy to Ric Flair chop them anywhere on the body. Am I right? Oh, okay. I heard wrong. I heard wrong. Not the joke. We just talked about Joe Saw not long ago. I didn't. We will be doing this at an Asian rub and tug, live on YouTube. So we're just going to go around the circle. The Stanley Steamer is not. He's not an MMA guy. He will pick, but. He's immune. He's getting that clemency. He's getting that clemency that George St. Pierre gives all his coke dealer friends. So,
snake or snail?
Start at the bottom. Liz, I think she's what, the gorilla? She is. No, I'm dead serious. Don't laugh at that.
Why?
She likes
hilarious.
Women. She's a gorilla. Versus Caitlin Kukajian. We'll start with Fat Man on Fights.
I think it's pronounced Chook again.
Okay.
But I'm picking Carmouche.
Okay. Aaron?
Caitlin's last name sounds too much like Choke Again.
Right.
I don't trust that. So.
It'll be her first time choking. She's undefeated right now.
Okay, well, first time for everything.
Not on deck.
I'll go with Liz.
Neither Carmouche.
Carmouche.
First time Liz Carmouche.
Maddie Gunn?
Yeah. Hey, old Tommy, I didn't hear no bell, huh? I think I was going to go with Liz, but since he brought up Choke Again, I'm definitely going with Caitlin. She's undefeated, and she will stay that way.
Badger Liz Carmouche versus Caitlin Chookagian.
Chookagian.
That's where you're going?
Badger wants chopped. I'm going Liz Carmouche. So on to the next fight. Tim the Barbarian Poche versus Rafael Natal. Fat Man?
Natal. Too good on... He's too good on the... He's too good.
Stanley Steamer?
I'll go with Poche.
The Barbarian.
Hood Rat?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go with Rafael. Those guys are really good at tennis.
Natal.
And I will go Rafael Natal, too. Next fight, it's the last fight that's on the fight pass, and this is just coming from a stacked card. Thiago the Pitbull Alves, which if you listen to Joe Rogan, you know, and Matt, that's not his real name. It's weird that, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the Brazilian fighters don't go by their real names. It's kind of, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, it was news to me.
Yeah, no, it was an interesting fact. And I think Eves Edwards said it. It wasn't even a Rogan thing.
Yeah.
I forgot who else they brought up. But oh, Gleison Tebow. That's not his real name. His real last name's Alves, too.
Yeah, that's some yeah.
Okay, I digress. That's just a fact. Listen to the cesspool. Thiago Alves versus Jim Miller, who looks like Brandon.
That's kind of inside information you will not get here.
That's you'll only get it here, Philippines.
Oh, well.
Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein. All to all my brothers in Liechtenstein. I'm going Jim Miller. He looked good in his last fight.
Double S?
I think I'll go with Jim Miller also.
Just because I am apparently different on everything, I'm going to go with Thiago Alves.
Same skin complexion, so I understand.
Jim Miller.
All right, America, I'm going Jim Miller on that one. We go to the main card, and I'm not sure how this got above Jim Miller and Thiago Alves, but we have Vicente. Help me with that.
Luque.
Vicente Luque versus Satan himself, Bilal Muhammad.
I'm going Bilal Muhammad because of the beard. Fear the beard.
Fear the beard. Yeah, Bill almost for me too.
I'm going to have to go with Muhammad. He lands an awful lot of strikes.
Only 41%. I'm going Muhammad by suicide vest.
Yeah. He's bringing his backpack, and he's bringing a victory. Bilal Muhammad. Next, we have Sugar. Rashad Evans versus, hey, did you know he was an Army vet? Tim Kennedy.
I've actually heard that.
Oh, have you heard it once?
I've heard it like at least once every time he's been mentioned.
Who wins that? Are you
Sugar
racist
Rashad.
Or not?
Sugar Rashad.
Okay. Good, good.
I'll agree with Big Papa Rashad.
Oh, that's that Wyandotte coming out.
Yeah. Well, and halfway through the circle, I'm going to have to go ahead and go with Sugar.
Oh, hey.
Rashad.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Tim Kennedy by knockout.
Oh, which round? Go ahead, limb. You're on it.
Oh. Yeah, because then you can look at stats. We'll say third round.
Oh, late in the fight.
Rashad Evans has a lot more to lose. Tim Kennedy is just going to go jack off his PTSD buddies. So I'll say Rashad Evans, unless Rashad's getting comfortable at that Fox Sports 1 desk. Which
know.
He could be.
Tim Kennedy reminds me of that guy that's on the Fox series, You Are the Worst, who has PTSD and smokes a lot of dope.
Yeah.
Wait, that isn't him?
His name's Desmond.
Michael, I can't out-wrestle Luke Fern Johnson.
Oh.
He's taking on Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Okay.
There you go.
Master of the Chubb Missions. What do you say?
I'm picking anyone that beat Luke Fern will
he
lose.
Didn't beat him.
No.
Anyone who couldn't beat Luke Fern cannot out-wrestle the Master of Russia. 23-0 at Russian. Come on. Michael Johnson. That guy.
That's who you're going with, Michael Johnson?
No, I'm picking
it's locked in, baby.
Nurmagomedov.
That's what I heard. And we will edit it to where that's what I heard.
Nurmagomedov.
Whoa. How is that spelled?
More apple pie.
Good
More
God.
More apple pie, please.
All right, Stanley Steamer, Michael Johnson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Yeah, that guy.
All right. Matt, who you got?
Yeah, I like kebabs, so I'm going to go Khabib, too. You know, those Russians, they have that, you know, special ed strength. Because we don't say hey retards on this show. So special education, yeah.
You ever see a retarded ape?
Khabib.
Run the other direction.
I will also go Khabib Nurmagomedov. Even though injuries have kind of sidelined him being a regular fighter, he will probably easily handle someone the caliber of Michael Johnson. And a quick thing, here in a few weeks, we will be hosting the Special Olympics. All right, moving on.
Special.
Frankie Edgar. He's the answer to what? Not being good lately. Versus Jeremy, who the fuck is this guy, Stevens?
Yeah, he's the answer to Jeremy Stevens, so I pick Frankie Edgar.
Hey, by the way, real quick, this doesn't matter, but which way? How does he beat him?
Oh, I think Frankie Edgar will do what he always does.
What does he do?
It will be a decision.
Exactly. Okay.
He'll hold him down for 3 rounds and punch him.
Maybe. He might just...
He'll punch him twice. And that'll be 2 more times than Jeremy Stevens hits, and he'll win a decision.
Aaron?
Until Roddy Piper changes the questions.
Yeah.
I think we'll go with Jeremy Stevens.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Jeremy Stevens, once in hot water for beating up a bunch of guys in an Iowa bar, you can only get that information here on Cesspool. Matt, Frankie Edgar.
I agree with John. It's going to look a lot like his last sexual experience. He's going to hold them down and smack them around just a little bit, and they'll probably kiss and make up at the end. Frankie Edgar with John cuddling.
It won't last 15 minutes. My sexual escapades up.
Seems like a long time.
Yeah. I do microwave sex.
He's counting the smoke break in between.
Add 30 seconds?
No, it's a whole night's worth of love making in 3 minutes.
Frankie Edgar.
Hey.
You're awfully reserved, Badger.
Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar, whatever. I have nothing to say about this fuck. I was trying to say a good joke, but it's not worth it for him. Raquel Pennington with a record of 7-5.
8-6.
Versus Misha Tate, who's 18-6.
That's what mine says.
What fucking website do you have?
UFC.com really? Reports 8-6.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that. MMA junkie, you fucks. Raquel Pennington versus Misha Tate. Everyone's on the same website but me. I'm the host. Let's say this show sinks or swims with me.
Oh, sorry.
So it is what it is.
What you say? Whatever you say, boss.
We're going to end this podcast on a good fucking note. Raquel Pennington, Misha Tate. Who do you have? Misha Tate, hey, saving kids on what, mountaintops or some shit? Goes to Everest and saves some fucks?
Yeah, like a fucking St. Bernard.
Sniffs out a kid that needs saving. Who do you have? Do you have a Brian Tate's bitch?
I'm going.
Or do you have probably Liz Carmoose's bitch?
I am... I think Misha Tate's going to win with a scissor lock.
I think myself, Misha Tate, with the... You call it the scissor lock, but I think it's the clam lock.
Oh, you're just clam.
Maddie.
I'm going to separate myself from the pack here, I believe, and I'm going to go with a little Raquel Pennington. Her nickname is Rocky. Why wouldn't it be? Raquel. Hey, old Tommy. I didn't hear no bell, huh?
Get that chest ready.
Misha Tate.
His chase is already kegged in.
I'm going with Cupcake. Misha Tate. We'll have to see if Matt's not wearing a bulletproof vest when we chop him in 2 weeks on YouTube. Oh, and by the way, speaking of, harmless plug on YouTube, if you haven't checked out the Cesspool beer reviews, and you should have because they're very in-depth and you can get a lot of information out of them, just search Cesspool beer review on YouTube. Donald Cowboy Cerrone taking on Kelvin Gastelum. Fattest man on fights, what you got?
The Cowboy is going to... Gastelum's good. That's going to be
Gastelum's
a really good...
Gastelum's good.
Gastelum's really good.
The rest of these are so close. So the rest of these will,
you know,
separate.
What?
Who wants chopped? And who wants to give chops?
I'm going to pick Cowboy anyway.
Cerrone?
Yeah.
And give your best Ric Flair.
Woo!
Stanley Steamer?
I'll go with Cerrone too, just on based on experience.
All right, give your best, Rick.
With a tear in my eye. I'm
Maddie,
going.
Who is actually local Ric Flair?
Oh, absolutely.
Donald Cowboy Cerrone versus Kelvin Indian Gastelum.
I'm going Kelvin because I might be the oldest ride in the park, but everybody still wants to get on Space Mountain. Woo! Ric Flair, baby!
I have a response for that. You have to be so high to ride that ride. I mean, you don't have to be that old.
You'd have to be really high to ride.
Wait, does that mean I can't?
You're done.
Yep.
You can take the tickets.
Yep. Hey, there's a chicken exit.
You can buy the tickets.
Chicken
exit. Cerrone or Gastelum?
The Cowboy.
And then I guess he doesn't have a Ric Flair one.
Oh. He did Ric Flair walking away.
I think we did all
16 time! Donald Cerrone, I hope, pulls this one out, but I could see it going both ways. I will not ride the fence like politicians do. I am the host of the sex pool. Donald Cerrone. Yoel, I'm a freakish bastard. I must be on every kind of gas and juice you can get on. Yoel Romero. who, that's a guy I wouldn't want to fight. He just looks angry. And he looks like he cuts from 350 to get to 185.
He looks like he's Cuban.
And, well, he...
He is. They have free health care there.
Not anymore.
No, because
they're now another state of... They're Puerto Rico South.
Yoel Romero versus Chris Weidman, who's 13-1. His only loss being, I threw a stupid fucking wheel kick, and I paid for it from Demi Lovato's boyfriend.
They both have one loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but Yoel Romero...
This is tough.
Yeah, I'm going
to
pick
Weidman is in his home state. He needs to prove something. If he's going to get back to the top, because you gotta think, whoever wins this fight, like, more impressive, because Rockhold is fighting the Cayman. What's his name? He got injured walking in the
Jacare.
Jacare. Rockhold fights Jacare here in a little bit. So someone needs to prove something. You can't just have a bullshit fight. But I could easily see this being a lull because both guys are freaked out. Because if you're fighting Yoel Romero, who Chael Sonnen has said is the most freakiest, best wrestler in UFC.
And he's fighting Chris Weidman, probably one of the best wrestlers in the UFC.
Yeah. So
this is a sick fight.
Tread lightly. Unless you want to get chopped.
I'm going to pick...
Yoel Romero,
Chris based Weidman. Entirely on the fact that I think he can stop a Weidman takedown, and he'll catch Weidman with something. Weidman throws stupid punches and leaves himself open.
Yeah, but you don't think Weidman can't just box him from the outside?
I don't think Weidman mentally is able to not try to knock him out.
Who am I to question the expert of the queer naked
And
joke?
I will say this. None of you can be first, but one of you will be next.
So the fat man on fights has Yoel Romero taking out Chris Weidman. Stanley Steamer, I'm sure you have some good fucking analysis on this.
Deep knowledge of this. I'll go with Romero because I like Cesar Romero on the Joker. He's the Joker on the Batman series. So.
Yes.
And he's got a mustache.
One in the same.
Hopefully he'll come to with makeup over the mustache.
Matt.
Yeah, I think I'm going for the chop here. Chris Weidman is going to take him down, and he's going to smack him around because I'm the styling. Profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheel and dealing, son of a gun. If you don't like it, learn to love it. Woo!
Get used to it because it's the best thing going.
My God. Weidman.
Weidman. I'm struggling to keep these gators down. Chris Weidman. Woo!
Oh!
Joanna. Good God, I wouldn't want to wake up to her in the morning. Jędrzejczyk versus Karolina Kowalkiewicz. You know I'm saying these names good, Kraus. Kowalkiewicz. Fat man on fire. I'm catering.
Hang on. It's hard to believe that these two chicks haven't faced each other before. They're both undefeated.
Both from Poland.
How have they not run into each other on the same playground?
First of all, you know at some spades game in some basement, they have ran one, right? No, right? What are the Polish known for?
Jamie? Cheating at Scrabble.
Polish jokes. Sausage.
Cheating at Scrabble. So, I am picking Predator.
What's your Predator noise?
I can't.
Why? You did it before. Get to the chopper.
The chopper. Go to the chopper.
Hit us with one.
Let's see.
Hit us with a Predator sound.
Predator sound?
Welcome to the sex pool.
I ain't got time to bleed.
There we go.
Yeah, that's true.
I despite what you say, I think if you got either one of these in the sack, they'd leave you dehydrated. So there you go.
Gallon of milk.
I'll go with Joanna. She just looks meaner.
That's a train. I hate to say it. Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Karolina Kowalkiewicz. Who do you have, Matt? Tommy Gunn.
Joanna, yes, I do. I will take her for the victory. And for the record, In my younger years, 6 months ago, I had a bong that sounded like a predator. A little.
I got a beer that says Joanna knocks her out.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some.
I would love nothing more to see Joanna's ass get knocked out because, I mean, I guess John's a fan now. He would love McGregor to lay pipe to her and have Joanna McGregor's kid, but
I would raise it right.
First of all, she's a biatch. I'll edit that out.
No, first, she's a snatch.
First of all, she's a bitch. Second of all, I am picking her to win this fight. Co-main event.
He
is monosyllabic.
Like, I may have been in the middle of some Mike's hard apple pie.
He made it sound like
Mike said, I sent him Bill to Mike for all these mentions for apple pie.
What a... Yeah.
And Mike said...
Yeah. Mike finally grew a goatee to go with that fucking pedophile stash he had.
Kind of had
But you know what? Mike, even though you're not on the mic... You're a big part of this show, and you make it run somewhat not smoothly.
You are the juice from the cesspool.
Mike, you have cost me so many times in the editing room, you will never know. Co-main event, Tyron Woodley. Oh, all right? He just beat Rosby Lawlor to get that belt.
After his great win over Robbie Lawyer.
Nothing could be more brutal than you mangling in his name.
He will be taking on the Wonder Boy, Stephen Thompson. And you know what? This isn't an easy fight to pick either.
No.
What do you think, Dad?
I'm going with the longer reach and the fact that Stephen Thompson likes to fight outside. I think Tyron Woodley is going to have trouble getting into hitting.
These are all five-round fights from now on.
These are all five-round fights, and Stephen Thompson's wins. All
right. Do you have anything to add to that?
Decision.
No.
Decision.
Stammer?
Yeah, looking at the stats, I'd say Stephen Thompson as well. That's about all I got.
Matt, Wonderboy or Woodley?
I am...
Woodley.
They do not call...
Wrestled at Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri, which is a point against him, but they do call him the Chosen One.
Yep.
So why wouldn't I pick the Chosen One? He's going to submit him in the first part of round two. Mark it down. Write it up.
Tyron Woodley?
Night, night.
You think Tyron Woodley's
going to
win a decision?
No, I just said he's going to submit him. It's not a decision.
He's going to submit Wonderboy in the second round.
Going to happen. Write it down. Mark it.
Money. Money.
Write his name down.
I got Woodley.
Yeah, it's whoever's got the. It's like golf. Look at how. And you know what? It's 50 degrees right now? Yeah. All these white dicks out here, they're not getting any better.
It's getting colder.
This is kind of tough. But this is how I look at it as John screams in the background. This is how I look at it. Woodley beat Rosby Lawlor. Supposedly. Well, he knocked him out pretty good. And Bobby Lawyer is there for the pickings, right? This is just how I look at it. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson is not going to be there for the pickings. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson does not mind lulling you to sleep, the audience to sleep. Does he care about having a good fight? Fuck no, boys and girls. He just wants to point karate your ass to decision. And he... This is actually the main event because the cocksucker in the co-main event, which you're going to hear in 10 seconds, John is going to orgasm on.
Come on, Junior, spit it out.
Let's just toss it up. We will go Wonder Boy. And that's tough. Because I guarantee it'll be like maybe like a split decision, a 48-47,
yeah.
Just whatever you like in a fight. I will say Stephen Thompson because I haven't seen him fight stupid.
that dude fights with his head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he fights to take your head off your shoulders.
And I think he's married to Weidman's sister.
Woodley does the same thing. Woodley makes mistakes. He's made three big mistakes, and two of them caused him to wake up later.
Woodley lost to Nate Marquardt early,
yeah,
which is kind of weird.
He got caught with a grenade.
This fight will be the battle of who makes the first mistake.
Thompson?
No, it's the last mistake that's going to be the one who loses.
I don't see this fight ending.
No, I think it's going to end in a decision. But this is going to be decided in the fifth round. If it goes into the fifth round and it's not 2-2, I'll be surprised.
Now we go to the main event. Eddie Alvarez, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you don't need to promote him.
And by the way, just because it's winner and loser, I want to hear a little bit of analysis. I want to see what you have. Right, how he's going to do it, just for shits and giggles.
Okay. Well, we all know that Conor McGregor is going to try to keep it on his feet. He doesn't want to get on the ground with Eddie Alvarez. He doesn't want to get on the ground with anybody. He's already proven that's not where he wants to be. But he strikes at a rate that's almost 2-1 to what Eddie Alvarez does. I fear...
Throwing or landing?
Landing. He lands about six strikes a minute.
Six strokes a minute.
To 3.6 for Eddie Alvarez.
How many strokes a minute do you have watching him?
Oh, my God.
It depends on whether I'm facing Conor or his back's to me. Because he's got great calves.
Yeah, and it doubles. It doubles. Just guess which side.
Rough estimate, like 140, probably.
Yeah, at least 165.
Yeah, that's beats per minute.
That's my blood pressure take. How many blood pressure pills I take? Take a drop of eye cleaner, 3 Viagra's and 1 Cialis.
God, if you were on a heart rate monitor when he comes out and he flashes that stupid grin. God, when he gets that Ireland flag and you know he's just Dana's fucking cuckold. Dude, listen, you cocksucker. That guy's the biggest fucking homo to ever fight MMA.
You're picking Eddie Alvarez?
I'm not even picking this one.
Well, hey, I'm just guessing here because, this is from that side of the pond, and we probably should weigh in with our... with our British friend to make sure he gets a voice in on this one.
Yes. Okay, before we start our official picks, we know a guy that he wants to host this show so bad. You got to vote for him come November 8th, right? Gary, I'm getting him on the line right now. He's fresh out of Manchester. Gary, who do you have in the Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez fight?
This is Gary Baker, and I am fresh out of a man. And I'm going to pick Eddie Alvarez to knock out Conor McGregor because he's Irish and I'm English, you idiot.
What round? How many seconds?
It's going to be in the second round, probably within 3 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Gary. All right, back to the fat man, the master of the submissions, the expert in the queer naked choke, John Stradamus. Who do you have? Come on, John. This could mean a chop from yours truly.
Conor McGregor wins a decision. Next.
Fuck
you.
Looking at the stats and listening to the recent conversation here, being a novice, I would have to say probably Conor McGregor, even though Eddie Alvarez clearly has superior forehead real estate.
Yeah. Have fun
also,
going
he's
home.
He's a mask and he's a Spider-Man.
He is, man. He's the mind worm.
He is the mind
worm. That's for you obscure Spider-Man fans.
We'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll say McGregor.
All right. Have a good life.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is...
Have a good life.
Say Conor McGregor. I don't think anybody needs to promote him. He does a good enough job promoting himself. I mean, he is the face of the UFC now. Is that right? And
whatever.
Yeah, hey, somebody had to fill those shoes.
Somebody had to fill that,
Jake. Yep. So Conor McGregor is your guy. He's going to win it. I look for a knockout. It's just going to happen because Conor doesn't play around. He's got some. He's just going to do it. He's going to knock him out. Night-night.
That sounds like a train.
Oh. Wait, hold up. Doesn't play around. Whip that mic back up, brother.
Yeah, what fights have you been watching? What fights?
No, except for the Aldo fight. Fight does he not run away and play around?
No. He's gonna knock him out. I think he's got. Connor's bigger. He's stronger. He's just gonna knock him out. It's gonna happen.
Hey,
man. We're being bold, right?
Yeah, that's true. You are being bold.
We're being bold. Well, yeah, I mean, because God didn't give me everything. Hell, I'm pretty. You think he gave me brains, too?
Yeah, let me see that. You're pretty stupid if you think he's knocking out Eddie Alvarez. he'll fight for a decision. I mean, that's what he's fighting for. That's the only way he wins. Here. Yeah.
I got no idea. I'll just go with McGregor.
Have you ever watched fighting before?
Here's the thing. Have you ever trained in MMA before?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Well, you will live on YouTube. Live on YouTube.
Have you seen Bobby Lashley naked?
Loser gets naked, gets chopped below the waist.
Can we just go ahead and get that out of here?
Yeah.
No.
Because you picked the same as me.
Listen, this is my pick. Stamp. I expect to see this fight go the distance. If Alvarez doesn't finish him, Alvarez can knock him down in the first four rounds. Each round, he can take him down 20 times. He's not going to get the decision. Dana will look to the judges, give him a thumbs up. McGregor will leave. Champ.
49-48.
Does not fucking 48-47.
Whatever.
You know what you have to do to beat this cocksucker right now?
Are we talking about Hell in a Cell now?
I think McGregor beats Alvarez by decision. Do I think he actually beats him? No, I'm trying not to get chopped.
Trains and airplanes. Nothing passes by the cesspool without a shot of Mike's apple pie. Pass that along, fellas. Here we go.